Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
It's like I'm presenting Love Songs. Ciara King is here, by the way.
Hi.
Welcome to Love Songs, Today FM.
Reminds me of my teenage years.
The great sound. Shout out to Ciara in Connemara this evening.
What we used to do is, we used to, Galway Bay FM used to have a love hour. And when we were teenagers, as long before mobile phones and whatnot, we used to use our home phones and we'd send in requests for our friends' parents.
So we'd
all be lying in bed listening to Galway Bay FM and we'd all be giggling away because we would have sent in a request for like our friends' parents' names.
The mum and dad.
Shout out to Karina Gavin, who used to present the Love Hour on Galway Bay FM, because the entertainment that we got, like giggling in our beds, you know what I mean? And then, of course, on the school bus the next morning, we're like, did you hear?
Such and such. Oh my God, I love you so much.
Yeah. Oh God, innocent times. Innocent times.
Let me play your fanfare. Here we go. Are you going to sing for yourself? Is this what's going to happen here, yeah?
Oh no, I can't sing.
JP's not here.
I'm prepared. I'm like Mariah
Carey. Sing for herself. She's Ciara King.
I can't. That's
she's
so
Ciara
weird.
She's Ciara King. She's Ciara King and she's self-conscious. Oh, yeah, the cringe. Cringe is my brand, and you know what? I own it.
Not good with cringe.
Cringe is my thing. Actually, speaking of cringe, Philip Schofield is all about the cringe. Well, apparently the ratings aren't amazing for him. This is one of the big things on TV this week. Let me have a look at some of the headlines. The Irish Independent, this is the paper's reviewing it. Independent said, Castaway review, Philip Schofield's TV comeback depicts a man wallowing in anger and self-pity. Schofield, Castaway, says the Irish Times, cancelled presenter's self-absorption on Desert Island is exhausting. It was running over Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So the last night of it was last night. It was three nights of it on Channel 5. That's the channel that I always think of on the Skybox, where you need to put in the code to be able to... What is it? Extra services or extra channels? Do you remember back in the day? Do you remember? Philip Schofield branded cringe after stripping completely naked in strange TV comeback. The idea of this is he's on a desert island with just the cameras and he can say whatever he likes and he can make his statements. He can... spend some time in self-reflection and say what it wants to be said about his cancellation. The cancellation was great. It was mostly centred around... There was a number of scandals. Queue-skipping at the Queen's funeral, wasn't it?
And
a few other things. But it was largely to do with his relationship, which he kept secret between himself and a much younger member of staff on his TV show.
I like a good redemption story, and if someone can admit they're wrong and if someone can take, you know, responsibility for their actions, well, then I can give a person a chance. But it just seems to me like nobody... Because, you know, we were chatting about Ellen DeGeneres, was it last week on the show? Maybe two weeks ago on the show.
Her special.
And I watched her special, and like that, it was kind of like, it's everyone else's fault, it's not mine. And I'm like, okay, listen, guys, you need to start taking some sort of responsibility for your actions. And Philip Schofield, at one stage, I think, in one of the episodes... He sits down and he's written a list of people that have basically screwed him over, and he throws the list of the names into a fire and then he runs naked into the sea. I mean, I don't think any of us really needed to see that.
What, the fire bit or the running naked into the sea bit?
I mean, both. And
there is something, I'm sure there's it's in a book somewhere that you put all people on your hit list with an S on a list and throw it into the fire.
I've done it millions of times.
Oh really?
Yeah, okay. I just didn't need Philip Schofield. You know, it was very much like, I am wronged. People have done wrong to me. Poor me. And it's like, that was not really what you should have gone for when you did this series, Philip, if you wanted some sort of redemption or to become uncancelled, as they say.
Yeah, I show a little bit of, well, they pitched it as self-reflection and an opportunity to say what wanted to be said.
What he said, over my 10 days, I've written down all the things and all the people who were and are toxic in my life. And so I have that now. It's there. That's it. And then obviously he throws the names of the people on the paper into the fire before the viewers could read them. So we didn't even see was Holly on them.
All we wanted to see, if Holly was on there.
And he said, and now the toxic bank is empty and the goodness bank is full. You know, look, I'm not buying it. You know, we should have just left Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Yeah, fair enough. He wasn't chatting. I'd be interested in seeing Philip Schofield bitching about Holly Willoughby to volleyball. Would have been
that would have made compelling viewing.
I haven't watched the whole lot of it. I've watched clips of it. And the whole point of it really, well, aside from it being a comeback for him, obviously Channel 5 or the people behind Channel 5 are thinking, people are going to want to watch this and want to see what he has to say in terms of what happened, in terms of Holly, in terms of the cancellation and whatnot. And in terms of his career ending, whether or not he accepts responsibility for it or not, that it keeps coming back to me, for me, about what you do. This is something I've talked about before. What you do for a living is not who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something very sad, kind of, for anyone, not just Schofield, but for anyone, that when you see them in a situation where it seems like everything you are is the thing you do.
Mm-hmm.
So for him, everything he is, it seems, because there are moments, I saw clips of him with his family,
mm-hmm.
and instead of regarding himself sort of as, because he has a great friendship with his wife or his ex-wife.
And his daughters,
and
yeah.
And that, like, mm-hmm. it's still about that job. Do you know what I mean?
It is. But I think that's because when you do a job like that, when you're on a morning show in the UK, when you've got millions of people watching you, when you're famous, yeah. when you've got people telling you you're amazing, you know, and then that is kind of taken away from you, it is a long fall down and it's a hard old hit on the ego, you know, and there was so much scandal about it. Like, there was so much scandal about it.
See, I disagree with you in the sense that I think we live in a world now where so many of us are the thing we do, and we're told that you are the thing. You could be an accountant, you could be a politician, you could be a radio presenter in my case.
Yeah, but that's on us though.
What?
That's on us.
Well, you like, say
you
that.
Know, when you're holding these people in such high regard, you kind of need to take a little look at yourself and say, why?
Yeah.
They're just a TV presenter.
But this is it. That
they're just a radio presenter.
We need to...
Who cares?
Weekly, all of us need to remind ourselves. He needs to remind himself. We all need to remind ourselves that what is the thing that actually matters? And is it the thing I do? Is that who I actually am? Is that what, to my core, is who I am? Or is it being Matthew and Andrew's daddy in my case? Or mm-hmm. or whatever, the guy who gives Kira King crap every Thursday about whatever opinions are about whatever streaming this weekend. Speaking of streaming, very quickly, streaming records.
Oh my God, Penguin, which you know that I've been going on about. The Penguin got racked up 5.3 million cross-platform views in the first 4 days, besting the fourth and final season premiere of Succession and The White Lotus Season 2.
It beat White Lotus and Succession. This is Colin in the fat suit as the Penguin.
Mm-hmm. And it was nearly on par with January's premiere of True Detective. We were talking about that with Jodie Foster. Yeah. And it's because National Treasure Colin Farrell is absolutely and utterly amazing in it. But I need to stop watching it because I'm getting to fancy him as the Penguin.
Kira's beginning to fancy Big Colin. Penguin Colin.
Anyway.
She's booked a flight to Antarctica. She wants to meet a big penguin.
Yes, I do. Anyway, Agatha All Along, the first episode of Agatha All Along, which we were also chatting about a couple of weeks back, hit 9.3 million views on Disney Plus in the first 7 days of streaming. The power of Catherine Hahn, like seriously, like she's amazing.
Yeah.
And the power of Brad and George Clooney. They still have it. I mean, talking about Brad Pitt. Wolves has set a new record as most watched movie in Apple TV history.
You say all those three things, and you're saying the power of the actors, but I would pause. My other theory might be that this might be the year that the switch has happened from the way most of us watch telly, or the way most of us watch shows or streaming, that it's tipped. It's really, really tipped. Mm-hmm. That the way most of us talk about a big show now is about streaming and not necessarily about
Jesus,
Ant and Decker on this Saturday. We can't miss
it. Interesting.
Streaming is the big
way. Depressing, but also interesting.
But it means if we get great stuff like Philip Schofield lighting a fire and throwing himself naked into the sea, then do you know what, Kira? This is good stuff. This is good stuff. Between sexy penguins and Philip Schofield on a beach. The telly's got it all for us. I want to have a look at the sequel. This is a sequel to Joker. This is Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. It's Joker. I only did French up to first year.
Folie à deux. How did that sound?
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je m'appelle Ray Folie à deux. What does folie à deux mean?
It means shared madness. Give or take, it kind of means shared madness, which makes sense, really, when we're talking about Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga starring in the new Joker movie.
Joker was the name of the first one. Did he win the Oscar for that?
He did win the Oscar for it. And I remember, I think that came out in 2019, and the world was we're much worse off now, but the world was beginning. We were in a very strange place at the time in the world. And I remember the movie being extremely dark. Joaquin Phoenix was brilliant in it. He did win the Oscar, but even the inclusion of Gary Glitter Raiders Rock and Roll 2 in the soundtrack, caused an awful lot of consternation at the time and all that jazz, but he was amazing in it. And now fast forward, it's 2024 and Lady Gaga has joined the cast as Harley Quinn.
Have a listen.
You should see it out there. They're all going crazy for you. They're saying you're a bad influence on me. Well, guess what?
That's life! That's life!
You are no different than any of those people that underestimated me.
Also, Doug Dennis is so innocent.
It isn't me. So you don't think this is me? Well, maybe you don't know who I really was.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Was that? That was him, was it? The accent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he didn't have that accent in the first one, did he?
No. That's just a clip, a little piece from the movie. So yeah, we know that Lady Gaga can act. And I actually think, you know, casting her as Harley Quinn is kind of a bit of a genius move. She's a very good Harley Quinn, but she doesn't go to the depths, let's say, that her character did in A Star Is Born.
Oh, okay.
You know, for example, and she plays a deeply disturbed psychiatric patient who meets Joker in a music therapy class that he's allowed to attend because he's been rewarded for good behaviour while he's behind bar, because he's going to stand trial for, I think it was 5 murders, I think, that he committed in the first
one. On the first one, yeah.
And anyway.
Going back to the comic, let's nerd out here. Harley's original storyline was, she was Harleen Quinzel, and she was a doctor in Arkham. And then she became sort of indoctrinated by him. You know, she sort of falls in love with him and becomes his...
Yeah, well, the same things happen here. They fall madly in love with each other. And you know what's great about this movie? Brendan Gleeson's in it as a prison guard.
I'm in. He's not doing much.
It's all about Lady Gaga, and it was all about, you know, Joaquin Phoenix. And I was like, there's Brendan Gleeson. Thank you very much. Yeah. He's brilliant as a prisoner, as Knuckles McGinty in Paddington 2.
Of course,
sorry,
yeah.
JP isn't here, and he probably hasn't watched the movie yet. I spent a good year and a half trying to get him to watch it.
The third one's coming out in a couple of weeks.
Well, he's going to have to watch the second one. Anyway, so to see Brendan Gleeson playing prison guard, it's always great to see Brendan Gleeson anything. Steve Coogan is a tabloid TV interview in it. And Zazie Beetz, she briefly reprises her role as Arthur's former neighbour. I mean, a lot of people are saying that it's a lot more boring.
That's the main... Like, I saw 3 reviews this morning, and I have to say I was disappointed because I thoroughly enjoyed the first one.
The intro is absolutely incredible, but the magic... I just think we're in a different place in the world as well. And I just think the timing of the Joker movie and Joaquin Phoenix's Joker in 2019 was almost kind of like perfection. Lady Gaga, I mean, she's brilliant as Harley Quinn. I will say that. And I enjoyed her in that role. And there's lots of singing as well. There's lots of her musical talent kind of shines through in it.
Is that Bruno Mars song part of the soundtrack? Sorry, because the Bruno Mars, the one we're playing at the moment, sorry, the Die With A Smile, it is part of the soundtrack, yeah, sorry. So, rave reviews for the soundtrack as well, it has to be said. She can act. I have a question, that the other Batman one that came out since, you know, the Batman movie?
Yes, with Robert Pattinson.
That's not related to this Joker situation, this is separate, right? And I'm wondering if that has taken the wind out, the success of that one, with Catwoman and, Colin as Joker and all
Zoe
that jazz.
Zoe Kravitz,
yeah. Catwoman. I wonder, has that taken the excitement out of it, or the wind out of the sails, or the... Because at the time, there was no Batman. It was crappy Batman.
There was also a long wait. 2019 to 2024, people lose interest. People have changed, you know.
We've all moved on. So yeah, I saw some pretty scathing reviews. Overall, what would you recommend checking out this weekend?
I was excited, I have to say, because I know that Joaquin Phoenix can act, and I was excited to see Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn. But in terms of the impact that this movie had on me compared to the first Joker, not a patch.
No. Still worth having a look at. Maybe wait for it to come out in streaming.
Well, no, go to the cinema. Do you know what I mean? There's an opening that's absolutely incredible. But look, I wasn't, you know, blown off my seat with excitement.
Okay. How do I pronounce it again?
Folie à deux. Joker folie à deux.
Can I get 2 portions of the folie à deux? And can I get a little bit of that dessert wine with it as well?
Ray Foley.
A sticky toffee pudding.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
A very skinny toast. I get some of that with it as well. That'd be lovely. Just a scrape. Stay on Today FM, making the cash machine call of over €60,000 and Swedish House Mafia.
This
next
afternoon, visit Electric Ireland's Net Zero Hub and learn more about smart meter plans, EV tariffs, solar panels, and much more. Find our Net Zero Hub at electricireland.ie.
Tesco Club Card gives you the power to more. Mix it up at mealtime with a choice of 55 fresh meats and fish, like Bord Bia Quality Assured Irish Whole Chicken 1300 gram, Round Steak Mince 554 gram, and Basted Pork Chops, any three for €10. And don't forget to add some fizz with Fanta Orange and Sprite Zero 12 packs, now €6.50. Get more from your shop with your Tesco Club Card or app. Shop in store or online. Tesco. Every little helps. Subject to availability. Prices vary in express stores. Deposit may apply. See tesco.ie.
Driving that ignites the senses. Design that defies convention. Power that moves you. Discover it all at the Cooper Obsession sales event. From October 1st to 11th, you can enjoy specification upgrades on the new Formentor and Leon, or boost your SEAI grant to €7,000 on the all-electric Bourne. Explore the full Cooper range, including electric, plug-in hybrid, petrol or diesel. Visit cooperofficial.ie to find your obsession. Terms and conditions apply.
Ah, I'm losing the wheel waiting for this delivery. Fancy a Mauam?
Ooh, they're so chewy.
Yeah, the chew lasts longer than a lecture that starts with, back in my day.
It lasts longer than a daddy long legs taking the long route round a giraffe's neck.
Longer than a month-long game of ping pong that goes totally wrong and ends up in a right old ding-dong.
Longer than King Kong wearing a sarong to sing a folk song about his lifelong love of Hong Kong.
Easy for you to say.
It really isn't. With Mauam's longer-lasting chew, it's easy to choose fun. Chew Mauam.
Fast track your interest with PTSB's new Interest First Fixed Term Deposit Account. The only deposit account in Ireland that gives you your interest upfront within the first month of opening your account. And with the peace of mind that your savings are secure for the future, it all comes together for a banking experience that's altogether more human. PTSB. Book an appointment today. Personal customers only. Early withdrawal and closure fees apply. Minimum deposit of €5,000 required. Terms and conditions apply. Permanent TSB PLC. Trading as PTSB is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Harvey Norman, your home of the big screen. Save 10% on selected Samsung and LG TVs. Like the Samsung 55-inch QN85D with quantum mini LEDs for intense detail. Was 1299, now 1169. Or the cinematic LG 55-inch Nano 81 TV with vivid 4K colour. Was 629, now €566. With interest-free finance terms available and our best price guarantee. Why shop anywhere else? Harvey Norman, your home of the big screen.
Paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Hi, Kate Appleby here. Just wanted to let you all know, my exciting new autumn shoe collection is available nationwide in all good shoe stores. KateAppleby.com. Hope you enjoy my shoes.
Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon. Today FM.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. a time I met a girl of a different kind. We ruled the world. I thought I'd never lose her outside.
And as it was, this is Today FM. We're playing the music you love for Thursday afternoon. Over 60,000 euro on the cash machine this afternoon. Very quickly, Ciara King is here. Still
hello.
Darling. You have a hard out at 4 o'clock, do you? Gotta go.
She's gotta go at four.
She's gotta get her hair done. She's gotta get her face on. Quickly, Philip Schofield. How did he charge his phone all that time? No phone lasts that long. He was there, what was it? What?
No, so it was 10 days in Madagascar, yeah.
10 days. Well, maybe he had a battery or something.
Mm-hmm.
Was he? Is it on a phone he was recording it? I thought maybe they supplied him with cameras because the quality's better than phone.
Yeah, I think there was a crew there with him.
No, I think it was the situation was...
Or he would have had the best equipment.
Self-filming, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sure they were on another island close by.
I should do that. Yeah, then whenever I get cancelled, I'd love a break. 10 days?
Madagascar, it could be nice.
Oh, it'd be gorgeous. Mm. I bring me own volleyball with a bloody hand on it. And Damien's there. Is Joker, this is the Folie à Deux. Is it a full musical? Is it all musical?
There's a lot of musical acts in it, yeah. There's a lot of singing in it, actually. A lot more so than the first Joker. So kind of going with an open mind there. And obviously they meet in a music therapy session. So, yeah.
You don't book Lady Gaga and say, come here, could you just talk the whole way through it?
Ray Foley.
Do a bit of Just Dance there, will you?
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.